Right now on VFN TV, Awakening the Dawn. Can you imagine 50 tents in Washington, D.C. from 50 states worshiping God at the same time? We're going to talk about that. Also, this prophecy from Bill Yacht, a new carpenter's in town. Well, guess what? The prophecy's already coming to pass because D.C. and the newsrooms are going to be totally swept by the wind of God, and CNN has already had a fallout and laying off three of the reporters for false news and the truth about the compassion of the Israeli Defense Force. And finally, we're going to hear from David Horowitz saying that it was a miracle for President Trump to pull out of the Paris Accord. Right now on VFN TV.
They're celebrating the dignity of work and the greatness of train to hear the sirens and to run to the bomb shelter with fear, but with speed. And Iran's leaders routinely call for Israel's destruction. Not with Donald J. Trump.
In my short time in Washington, I've seen firsthand how the system is broken. America has always been the land of dreams because America is a nation of true believers. When the pilgrims landed at Plymouth, they prayed. When the founders wrote the Declaration of Independence, they invoked our Creator four times. Because in America, we don't worship government, we worship God.
God said that this wealth in the last days is going to be transferred onto the saints of God. There's going to be a wealth transfer, and God's going to make a host of his last day church to come into great wealth. You have been faithful over the few. You have tithed. You've given offerings. You've given the building programs. You've helped the poor. You've given gifts. And God said, now I'm about to pour out upon you restoration and blessings like you've never had them before. God sent me here as a prophet to say to you, God is about to give wealth transfer in these last days. And you need to believe it.
I would say to you, this is the place of defense, for this will be known as when the morning turned in America. I say to you, this will be the day that you bring the sun back to rising in this land. I say to you, I will surround this land, beginning here in the Gulf. I will surround this land and I will build a new wall of defense starting this night, saith the Lord.
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome, welcome. I'm Greg Lancaster. I'm so encouraged that you have met us here. Listen, can you imagine 50 states, 50 tents, all in the mall of Washington, D.C., worshiping God 24 hours a day? Well, that's exactly what's going to be taking place. It's called the Awakening of the Dawn, October the 6th to the 9th. Check it out.
My name is Mike Bickle. I'm the leader of the International House of Prayer right here in Kansas City. And David Redshaw is with me. And the Lord has given him this mandate for our nation of gathering people from all over America. We're talking 50 tents, mm-hmm. a tent for each state, mm-hmm. on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., coming this October for 3 days, 24/7 worship for every single state for 3 days. It's a most remarkable vision. And the story that you just told me of how the Lord confirmed this is remarkable. And at the end of this 3 days, then we have our beloved Lou Engle. He's having a call. So the fourth day is Lou Engle, and he's focusing on calling the women of America to stand before mm-hmm. the Lord in a Deborah-type fashion. And you could talk a little bit about that, but there's going to be a lot of information about that as well. So, David, tell us what's on your heart about this. I mean, I know, but I would like all the House of Prayer, all the praying church people, everyone that loves Jesus and cares about America, to cry out and gather together. So yeah. Tell us a little bit about
this. Is literally unprecedented. I mean, nothing like this has happened on the National Mall like this. Because
50 tents, each going 24 hours with worship.
Yes.
For and 50 states.
Every state has a tent. And the difference between this gathering and many others is that we're inviting you to come and take your spot in the gathering.
So everybody
to help lead it.
Everybody from Kansas goes to the Kansas tent.
Yeah.
California, the California tent.
And you bring your worship team. You bring your djembes, your guitars, and throw in. Can you imagine?
Wait, each state has a national coordinator.
Right.
And you got all this on your website, I'm mm-hmm. assuming, yep. how they can connect mm-hmm. with a national coordinator.
Right.
So if you want to go and bring your worship team, bring your singers, musicians, but more than that, bring your friends to come for that 3-day period, but don't forget the fourth day, the national call, I mean, the call on the National Mall with Lou Engel. I'm expecting a couple hundred thousand ladies possibly showing up to that.
Yeah. So we want to invite you to come and be part of leading this gathering. It's a procession. We're bringing the presence of God into the center of our national life.
And they're leading by leading in their tent for their state.
Your worship team can take a spot in these tents.
Because you're going 24/7 for 3 days, so we need everybody.
Exactly. Can you imagine what it will be like in Washington, D.C. with 50-plus prayer meetings covering the National Mall, and then we're going to preach the gospel to everything that breathes.
And then have a big meeting at the beginning and a big meeting at the end, and then Lou Engel's call after that.
Yeah, this is a procession.
And Lou has quite a story from the Lord, and he's got this anointing for national assignments. I mean, when Lou calls these things, people respond because the Lord's on it.
Yeah.
So you're going to be hearing a lot about the call. Now, this is October 6th to 9.
October 6th to 9,
and then the Lou's call is October 10.
October 9 is Lou's call.
October 9. 6 to 9 is the tents, and the call is on the 9th as well.
Yep. And it's the Feast of Tabernacles. It's the 20-year anniversary of Promise Keepers. God's just moving around this.
And he even got a special tent 24/7 for Israel.
Yep.
That's amazing. Yep. Well, anyway, I want to encourage you to get the word out. We're going to give you the info about the website. Get the word out so folks can be a part of this and bring the worship teams.
Yeah.
This is the chance for them to be on the worship team. You know, here in IHOP, they won't let me be on the worship team. They say I don't sing or dance good enough. But I could make it, couldn't I?
You know, I don't know.
Maybe. Okay. Okay, give me the information.
You can pray.
Okay,
in all the time.
Okay, I can't even make it there. Go ahead.
So go to awakenthedawn.org. You can get on there. If you have a worship team, you can sign up. If you want to volunteer, you can sign up. If you just want to register to come, you can sign up. But this is
all hands on deck.
All hands on deck. This is for everyone. Right now we have states bringing thousands of people to this thing. This is going to be a procession to bring the presence of God into our national life.
Give me the website again.
Awakenthedawn.org.
Awakenthedawn.org.
That's it. So go on there and sign up, and we will see you there.
Bless you.
So you're looking, it's an awesome event, 50 tents, 50 states, and guess what? It makes me think about, well, it's a 20-year anniversary of Promise Keepers coming up, and it's called Stand in the Gap, and it just happened to be myself and a couple of us that are on VFN TV. We were there. As a matter of fact, you're probably looking at it right now. Over a million men came from all over the nation, and we came there to be able to worship God, to repent for our sin and the sin of the nation. It was just a powerful, powerful thing. I think it's been the largest gathering of men in the history of the world, our history of America in regards to gathering for God in the Washington Mall. It was a beautiful thing. I don't know if you can see me, like one of those dots in there, I don't know. But it's 20-year anniversary of that. And you're looking at, I think about the Tent of David Ministries that's been going on 24/7. It's one tent, worshiping 24 hours a day. And I believe that was the seedbed. All these things are seedbeds for what we're seeing take place. As a matter of fact, let's just take a look at the Tent of David.
Yesterday was our first setup day here at David's tent. Yesterday morning, there was nothing but grass here in this field. At the end of Yom Kippur, we're gonna strike up the band and play 40 days of continuous love songs to Jesus. And so I can't wait.
David's tent is now a reality. It just completely blows me away.
The presence of the Lord is just so thick and amazing.
The rallying cry just praise for 40 days.
It's just been an amazing experience, and God has been praised like I've never seen praise before.
Day and night, continuously, 24/7.
It's unheard of.
Being a part of David's tent has been a real privilege.
David's tent has been just one of the most incredible experiences.
We've been having an incredible time.
And we were like, I am forever changed.
Is the presence by the palace in the capital city.
It's amazing.
Let's turn the speakers towards Obama's house and just blast worship.
As we were worshiping, you would just see the helicopters fly in, pick up President Obama, fly out, flew directly over the tent, and it got pretty loud.
It's
not really something that can be easily explained. That just kind of blows all the circuits in your brain. But it's a really good feeling.
And the foolishness of lavishing our affection on Jesus, it's going to change the world.
You know, David's tent, the story starts in the prayer closet, but second to that, it actually starts right here, the Faith in Action building. And I met with Reverend Mahoney actually right here in this living room. We had joked about the White House lips.
Jason came up to me and I heard a request I've never heard before. And that was, can you get a permit for 40 days and nights of continuous praise and worship? It's unheard of. Everything's gone. Lincoln Memorial, gone. The mall, gone. McPherson Square, gone.
Gone. Gone. Gone.
So God had one place that he chose all the tribes to come together to worship him and where he would dwell. David, he's the guy. King David, generations later, that finally X marks the spot. He conquers the land from the Jebusites, which is now known as Jerusalem, sets up his palace there, and he brings the Ark of the Presence of the Lord into Jerusalem, where God desires to dwell. Puts the Ark underneath a tent right beside his palace. And finally, it's like in the heart of God, you can just sense this, oh, I'm home. I'm central. This is where I desired to dwell the whole time. And then David goes one step further and he hires over 4,000 musicians, singers, and worshipers to specifically minister to the Lord in song, day and night, continuously, 24/7, for the rest of the 33-year length of his reign in Jerusalem.
You name any place that the National Park Service had, it was gone. And then suddenly out of the back room, Reverend Mahoney, the ellipse is open. And I mean, are you kidding? Like, it's never open. You can never do anything there. And that actually is connected to White House property. People apply for the permits a year ahead of time. And this was several months before the election.
So exciting. You think about that. The Tent of David went on for a while prior to this current administration, as you heard, during the time of former President Obama. And they set the groundwork for what's taking place with the awakening, the dawn. And I think about the prophetic word, too, that came out of Morningstar Ministries, Rick Joyner talking about the army of the dawn and things are rising up. I mean, this is exciting days. Well, listen. When we get back from this break, we're going to hear about that prophetic word that was spoken over Washington, D.C. Just recently we shared it on the program, but it's coming to pass. One part of that word says, stay focused on me. Do not get addicted to the news in the world. Until now, they've been blocking me out, which is the news. But the media will soon give way as I blow the hinges off the newsroom. Guess what? The fallout just happened the next day after giving this word. CNN has had a fallout. CNN News has had a fallout. We're going to talk about that after the break. Join us after the break.
TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We're so excited about the marriage encounter. So many people are complaining about what marriage has turned into. A lot of people are not even going to be married anymore, and people are giving up on it. You don't have to. Listen, God's plan is marriage. And at the marriage encounter with VFN, we want to bless you. The VFN Kingdom business, we're focusing on you, your family, and your marriage. It's called Love and Respect. We have a special thing for you, an entire weekend. It's going to bless your family. It's going to give you tools to be able to relate. And let me tell you something. Once we understand each other, we can relate to each other. And we're going to leave with tools that are going to empower you. As a matter of fact, here's Emerson now with Love and Respect.
Hi, I'm Emerson Eggerich, founder and president of Love and Respect Ministries. What is the Love and Respect message? Well, the University of Washington studied 2,000 couples for 20 years and discovered that the key to a successful relationship is love and respect. What I found interesting is that the Bible said that 2,000 years ago in Ephesians 5:33, that a husband must love and a wife must respect. It's gender specific. I always insert, we all need love and respect equally. Women need R-E-S-P-E-C-T and men need L-O-V-E. But there's a felt need that differs in conflict between men and women. We've asked 7,000 people this question. When you're in a conflict with your spouse, do you feel unloved at that moment or disrespected? 83% of the men said they feel disrespected. 72% of the women say they feel unloved. And here's what happens. It kind of gets crazy because She's not trying to be disrespectful. He filters it through that grid, though. When she feels unloved, she reacts in a negative way, which ends up feeling disrespectful to him. She's not trying to be disrespectful, but he feels disrespected. And then when he reacts in a negative way, he's not trying to be unloving, but she feels unloved. And so you have this confusion, and it results in a crazy cycle. Without love, she reacts without respect. Without respect, he reacts without love, and this baby spins. Again, we all need love and respect equally, but the felt need often leads to the crazy cycle. Can you relate to that? And how to get on what we call the energizing cycle. In fact, it applies to parent-child. It applies to all relationships, whether you're a male or female, wherever you're at, in the work arena or elsewhere. Well, listen, I want to tell you about this. You know, we are excited to tell you we have launched VFNTV's YouTube channel. We are out there. We have people request it. I'm very excited about it. You know, you can simply go to it by going to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube, or you can go to YouTube.com/VFNTV. But I wanted you to know that we are out there in YouTube. We have an audience now that stretches all around the world that's joined us in other ways as well. And we thank you for watching, and you can subscribe to us. As a matter of fact, you know, you can go there and check every from time to time about new, because almost every day new content's coming out there. But one way to make sure that you be notified that content is happening is you go there and you press the button subscribe. You can see that button here probably. Just press that button. It doesn't cost you nothing. It's just a thing that happens. And then you'll be notified every time new materials put up on the YouTube channel. That's right, VFNTV. We're now on YouTube. It's youtube.com/VFNTV, or just go to VFNTV.com and click on YouTube.
To VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. It is so exciting to watch our God, the creator of the universe, tell us things before they happen. You call prophecy. He says he won't even do things unless he tells his prophets first. Well, Bill Yont, we just shared this word and we saw it come to pass. I want to share it with you again. It'll encourage you, and then share with you what happened at CNN just yesterday. The prophetic word was given on June 22nd. It says, a new carpenter is coming to town. And you're looking right here at the White House. There's a new carpenter in town. Major construction is coming to the White House. I heard this Jewish carpenter declare, the day of trying to force square pegs and round holes is over. I mean, it has been like that. It's literally been like things just didn't fit what's going on. And then the word goes on. He says, I'm carving out a new place for my so-called misfits to influence the government of this nation. Since my foolishness is wiser than man's wisdom, many will wonder what I'm up to in Washington, D.C. I'm digging up the foundation of the nation until it hits rock bottom. I will then hone it out of my rock of ages, and many will witness my explosive power like dynamite, interrupting and shaking the hell out of the nation, which is the bad stuff, releasing a tsunami affecting the world, affecting the whole world, worldwide, with a fear. You think about when earthquakes happen and shakings happen, that's when tsunamis begin. And all of a sudden it says, the fuse has already been lit. Stay focused on me. Do not be addicted to the news of this world. Until now, they have blocked me out. The news has blocked me out. But the media will soon give way as I blow the hinges off the newsrooms. Think about that. That's Bill Yont gave that word. He made that word available to me. And look what just happened. CNN, I mean, this is big because false news has been going on for a long time, you know, and they just kept doing it and doing it and doing it. It looks like three reporters have allegedly been laid off because they wrote false news about Russia and people that wasn't true. But major things are taking place. As a matter of fact, take a look at what just happened.
The Clinton News Network, which is constantly competing with NBC News to be the most anti-Trump news outlet in the country, is under fire yet again, once again pushing fake news. Now, three employees supposedly resigned last night after the network had to retract a completely false story about a Trump ally, friend of mine, Anthony Scaramucci, claiming that he was being investigated for colluding with the Russians through dealings with a Russian investment fund. Now, President Trump rightly slammed CNN once again and the rest of the Destroy Trump media on Twitter today, writing, quote, fake news. CNN is looking at big management changes now that they got caught falsely pushing their phony Russia stories, and ratings are way down. The president continued. So they caught fake news, CNN cold, but what about NBC, CBS, ABC? What about the failing New York Times and Washington Post? They're all fake news. Now, CNN is claiming that the only reason this hit piece article was published was because, quote, standard editorial processes were not followed. Now, CNN may want to review those so-called editorial process that they have, because they've been forced to now retract several other fake news stories, in other words, lies to the American people, in just the past month alone. For example, on June 16th, CNN, well, they had to delete a tweet and issue a correction for claiming that only Democrats were praying before the congressional baseball game. I was there. Not true. And just before, one day before that, CNN's senior White House correspondent, the very angry Jim Acosta, tweeted and then had to remove fake news about President Trump not visiting Congressman Steve Scalise in the hospital. Of course, that's not all. Earlier this month, before the former FBI director James Comey's congressional testimony, well, CNN had to again change a story that falsely stated that Comey would contradict President Trump's statements about not being under investigation by the FBI. Now, all that appears to just be the beginning of the network's problems, because today, James O'Keefe, Project Veritas, well, they came out with a new video that apparently shows a CNN producer admitting the network's massive anti-Trump agenda. Now, Fox News has not been able to independently verify the content of the video, but here are some of the key parts. Take a look.
Why is CNN constantly, like, Russia this, Russia that?
Because it's ratings.
Because ratings?
Our ratings are incredible right now. My boss, a couple days yesterday, we were having a discussion about this dental shoot. He's like, I just want you to know what we're up against here. And he goes, just to give you some context, President Trump pulled out of the climate accords, and for a day and a half we covered the climate accords, and the CEO of CNN said in our internal meeting, he said, good job everybody covering the climate accords, but we're done with it, let's get back to Russia.
The CEO?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So even the climate accords, it was like, okay, a day or so, but we're moving back to Russia.
I think that there are a lot of, like, liberal CNN viewers who want to see Trump really get scrutinized, and I think if we would have behaved that way with President Obama and scrutinized everything that he was doing with as much scrutiny as we apply to Donald Trump, I think our viewers would have been turned off.
But honestly, you think the whole Russia is just like...
Could be. I mean, it's mostly right now. Like, we don't have any big giant proof. But then they say, well, there's still an investigation going on. And you're like, yeah. I don't know. If you're finding something, you would know about it. The way these leaks happen, they leak it. It leak. If there was something really good, it would leak. And so I think the president is probably right to say, like, look, you are witch hunting me. Like, you have no smoking gun. You have no real proof.
Now, in response to this very damning video, CNN issued a short statement. It read in part, quote, CNN stands by our medical producer. Diversity of personal opinion is what makes CNN strong. We welcome it. We embrace it. Well, I'm actually glad this producer will not be losing his job simply for being honest and truthful. But here's what's so ridiculous about that statement. CNN didn't address, they didn't even bother to react to the network president, Jeff Zucker's comments about, quote, getting back to Russia and using the false Russia collusion conspiracy theory to drive up ratings for money. And by the way, the blame on all this should be at the feet of Jeff Zucker. And if anyone faces consequences here, it should be Zucker. As we have explained, Zucker is the person who is overseeing and steering CNN and the Destroy Trump fake news coverage over there. And here's the funny part. Take a look at this headline from earlier this month. Jeff Zucker's viewers trust CNN more than ever. Only someone like Zucker, who leads a fake news network that constantly pushes conspiracy theories and fake news, you know, it's bizarre he tried to make that claim. CNN has now gone overboard. They've jumped the shark. They're completely biased. And by the way, they are now one of the preeminent pushers of the fake news propaganda in the country today. They have an agenda: take down the president. Look at a recent Harvard study of all places. From January 20th until the end of April, 93%, a whopping 93% of CNN's coverage of President Trump was negative. Now, I said last night on Twitter that I think Zucker, he needs to face the consequences. He is a left-wing ideologue. He doesn't care about facts or truth or getting any stories right. He is a Trump-hating political operative who's pretending to be the president of an unbiased news network.
This is so important that we're beginning to see that prophetic word fulfilled that was given by Bill Yont and said that God's going to blow the hinges off the newsrooms and they're going to have to pay attention. But, you know, for 93% of this news was, according to that particular study, was negative against our president. And that there, and you heard the particular producer say that there is no proof at all at this point. And that's just right this week, which means every report they ever gave on regards to all those things with Russia colluding, all that kind of stuff, it wasn't true. But we have to understand that, that news media is not what it used to be. It's a business now. It's a corporation. There's people that own stock in these broadcast companies, and whoever owns the stock is demanding that they get more money and more dividends or a better retirement, that type of thing. So they got to increase the bottom line. It's not that it doesn't have the freedom that you would have if you were just a free news and supported by your advertisers aspect of it. And then, you know, you're looking at, they said this, even though it's not true, this particular Bonifield is saying, but it gives us great ratings, which means higher ratings, higher dollars, higher investment, more advertisers, and it's all about money. And Jesus said, you know, told us that you cannot serve money and God too. And you're looking at people that are running after money, they're going the opposite direction that God would want for this country. Well, it's coming to pass. We want to stay on top of that word. But right now, we're going to come back in a moment from this break, and we're going to hear about, specifically about, you know, the compassion behind the Israeli Defense Force. We're going to hear firsthand, plus how Hershowitz says, David Hershowitz, Hershowitz is saying that President Trump pulling out of the Paris Accord is a huge miracle. We'll be hearing from him after this break. But right now, we have this offer for you. It's called Code Red, Confronting Sin Before It Conquers You. This is so important. This word so encouraged me when I gave it, because quite often, you know, we don't focus on the ultimate outcome of what the enemy wants to do to us when we sin, and that he's trying to deceive us and stuff goes over our eyes. And God's constantly pursuing us. He's constantly wanting to just give us mercy and forgive us, but we have to go after him. And it's amazing how he redeemed the moment for generations later to be able to raise somebody up called Ben. It's going to bless you. It's going to encourage you. And it's going to show you about the love of God. As a matter of fact, here's the details.
Offer 2035. Code Red, confronting sin before it conquers you. When a shark locks into its prey, its eyes roll back into its head and takes away its ability to see. In this message, we'll see how an entire community went into Code Red just like a shark, losing their ability to see the dangers their sin was going to cause. We'll discover in this message, although there was great sin, how God made attempt after attempt to show them mercy, and they missed it because of their blind rage. Yet God still rescues some of the community just because he is good and full of mercy. It's important to recognize how the adversary attempts to tempt us to sin and how to recognize the call of God to us personally when he is desiring to rescue us by his mercy. You'll also learn some key strategies for being able to make a preemptive plan to help you to keep from going into Code Red, like those sharks, and lose the ability to see spiritually what is taking place. Finally, you'll be blessed when you see just how merciful God is and how he sees generations ahead of us and how he plans to demonstrate just how merciful he is. For God is good and merciful. We want to send this offer to you for a free gift of any amount. You can partner with us by going to VFNTV.com and clicking on Partner Now. Or you can write to us by writing to VFNTV at 40 West 9 Mile Road, number 2. PMB 360, Pensacola, Florida, 32534. Or you can call us at 844-408-3688. That's 2035. Code Red, confronting sin before it conquers you.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Lazy folks, we are all lazy.
Well, take a moment and look at yourself and laugh along with Tim Hawkins on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
You guys ever be putting gas in your car? And you know that little latch, that little kickstand that holds the thingy? Don't you hate it when that's broke? Don't you hate? Doesn't that just ruin your day? You're there going, oh, no! I gotta hold it now? Come on! What are we, in the Middle Ages? Let's go! I'm getting carpal tunnel over here! I wanted to sit in the car while it was pumping. Listen to my motivational tapes. That ain't happening.
That proverb says, a glad heart makes a cheerful face. And you'll hear more from Tim Hawkins today at FamilyMinute.org.
This is Just a Thought with Ravi Zacharias.
You want to find the answer to violence? I take you to one scene in history. Stand in front of the cross and take a look at that cross. As violence hurled its hate on him, as all the anguish of humanity was poured upon him, and he looked at that motley crowd and prayed for mercy for that crowd. It is only as we understand what the cross is and what the cross does and what the cross can do that we will ever understand what it is to respond to violence, injustice, and evil. And we have no answer until we have found the answer in our own heart through the provision that is made on the cross for yourself and myself and the violent heart that lives within you and within me.
Helping the thinker believe and the believer think. For more information, go to rzim.org.
I want to welcome our VFN TV audience, our Christian Television Network audience around the nation and on the Gulf Coast, Monday through Friday. Also, our VFN radio audience around the nation and around the world. If you've been missing our program, or you're saying, I wish I would have got that or would have got this. If you sign up for the Torch newsletter, go to VFNTV.com. I believe in the upper right-hand corner, it says newsletter sign up. Just go there. Mm-hmm. And every single week, you're going to get a summary of what happened that week in a way that you can just kind of glance right through it and say, what do you want to watch? What do you want to hear? What do you want to share? And we want to make sure whatever way you can get it. But by signing up for The Torch, you know, that makes that possible for you. In other words, you can listen throughout the week, but you can summarize it at the end of the week to make sure that you didn't miss something that you need to know.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We're fixing to hear firsthand. What is the true compassionate mindset of the Israeli Defense Force? We hear them portrayed in many different ways around the world, not good from many different media sources, but it's truly a compassionate force, you know, established to be able to defend Israel. But I first want to say, you know, if you have not yet begun to abide with the Lord, think about this, that in John chapter 15, Jesus tells us that we can accomplish nothing unless we abide with him. But if we abide with him and him with us, that we can actually bear much fruit and we can be very productive. But listen to this, he says, then you can ask whatever you wish and it'll be given to you. This is so important because right now there's so many false information out there, false news sources, and you know, Google gives you a lot of information, but it doesn't give you the wisdom that you're going to need to hear from God. And a lot of people want to abide with God, but they think it might be too complicated. They just need a simple plan to do it. Guess what? We have a simple plan for you. We have it right there. You just go to iabide.org and just fill out that information and request a simple free plan, and immediately it will come to your email and you can begin to abide. It's a simple plan, but it's powerful. It will literally transform your life when you begin to abide with the Lord. He says, when you do this, you'll be fruitful, but also you can ask whatever you wish of the Father and it'll be given to you. Pretty powerful, huh? Go to iabide.org. Well, listen, I want to be able to talk to you about Israel. We love Israel. Israel's protected by God and the wisdom of God with the Israeli Defense Force. And the Israeli Defense Force, it was at one time, and I believe it still is, that if you are a citizen of Israel, you have to serve two years of duty in the Israeli Defense Force before you begin, you know, once you graduate from high school, you do that. And it's amazing how the country's held together by that kind of concept. Might be a good one for us as well. But they're portrayed as quite often being evil or bad or this type of thing. They're not. They're very compassionate. As a matter of fact, their own operating procedures talk about how they're supposed to be compassionate and offer aid. Well, Naftali, our unofficial reporter in Jerusalem, is going to speak to us and share with us, because he was in the Israeli Defense Force for 2 years as a tank soldier, operating a tank, and he was trained up firsthand by the Israeli Defense Force, and he can share firsthand about what takes place. I want you to see the compassion truly behind the Israeli Defense Force. Take a look.
Hi there, my name is Hanania. This is a booklet I got when I joined the IDF. All soldiers get it on their first day. This is the IDF Code of Ethics, also known as the Spirit of the IDF. It is the ID of the Israeli Army, and all soldiers must act in submission to the codes in it. Now, let's go real quick through some codes in the booklet and see if the IDF is really a terror organization, murderers, or just armed killers. You tell me. Under the section of basic values, there is human dignity. The IDF and its soldiers are obligated to protect human dignity. Every human being is of value, regardless of his or her origin, religion, nationality, gender, status, or position. A great example to this is what's happening right now in North Israel with Syria for the past few years. The IDF takes care of injured Syrian civilians that no one else cares about, not even their government. Plus, 70% of the doctors in Syria left the country since the civilian war began. Human life. The IDF servicemen and women will act in a judicious and safe manner in all they do. Out of recognition of the supreme value of human life, during combat they will endanger themselves and their comrades only to the extent required to carry out their mission. Another great example for this is what called roof knocking. During the Gaza war, the IDF did its best to save innocent lives and hit only dangerous houses Hamas turned into small bases.
This is how the Israeli military is warning Palestinians of an impending missile strike in Gaza. A small missile shell is launched on the target, supposedly to give people a chance to evacuate. And then, a minute or more later, the real missiles hit.
Purity of arms. The IDF servicemen and women will use their weapons and force only for the purpose of their mission, only to the necessary extent, and will maintain their humanity even during combat. IDF soldiers will not use their weapons and force to harm human beings who are not combatants or prisoners of war, and will do all in their power to avoid causing harm to their lives, bodies, dignity, and property. IDF soldiers are thinking twice before pulling the trigger. I'm saying this from my own experience. The thing is, Hamas knows IDF code of ethics very well. They know that we're not gonna shoot a civilian. In the next video, you're going to see a Hamas terrorist brutally pulling a kid and uses him as human shield against the Israeli snipers. So, where are all the people that are saying bad stuff about Israel and good stuff about Hamas? Are you still here? I'm asking myself, why the truth is not being said on BBC or CNN? The truth is hidden from the whole world, and we need to expose the truth to them. So do me and Israel a favor and share this video with everyone. It's a huge help to the IDF, because people think that we're the bad guys. But we can change that. I have so much appreciation for you supporters. May God bless you. By sharing the message, we can change the opinion of many and show them the real IDF and Israel. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel. Remain in God. Love you.
That's so powerful. Listen, I want to encourage you, if you haven't gone to social media or YouTube and found Naftali's channel, we need somebody that's right there in Jerusalem that's given us fresh reports about what's going on. And of course, we have him as an unofficial reporter on VFN TV, but I want to encourage you to subscribe to his channel. Stay up to date for what's going on. When we get back from this break, we're going to hear from David Horowitz, who says President Trump produced a miracle when he pulled out of the Paris Accord, that global warming catastrophe that was going on right there. Join us after the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Global warming. And if you don't agree with it, you get persecuted. You don't get grants from the government, all these different things they talked about. And when they really, it's been, the world's been warming for years, a little bit at a time. And it's just crazy. And this Paris Accord, this global warming Paris Accord that just President Trump just pulled us out of, David Horowitz says it was a miracle that President Trump worked a miracle pulling us out of that. And you think about it, one of the reasons why we'll talk about it, they were using that as one of the rules for radicals, a book written by Saul Alinsky, techniques that have been used all the way from Lucifer to be able to organize the world. And that was a key part of it, trying to organize the world around pollution. But first, let's hear David Horowitz. He's actually on Jim Baker's show talking specifically about how it was a miracle pulling us out of it. We'll talk more about it afterwards. Take a look.
The United States pulls out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Headline.
Yay.
That's right. Yay is right. That's what I said.
First of all, I was hoping Paris Climate Accord was a scam, and it was designed to make these globalist politicians look good when they did nothing. The standards, the carbon emission standards that are part of the accord, are all voluntary. And they don't hold any countries to anything. So it's a non-accord. But in order to get them to sign an accord which doesn't hold them to anything, the United States is supposed to give them $100 billion
exactly
in bribes.
That's right.
That's the Paris Accord.
That's it.
Good for Trump.
Yep.
And I say something about the global warming hoax.
Yeah.
Global warming. It's a dream for the left. It's apocalyptic. So when you have, it's the end of the world if you don't follow their orders. It's made for them to institute government controls over everything. They wanted to regulate, you know, your light switches, how much you can keep your lights on. They wanted to put meters in your cars, how far you can drive. It's a perfect totalitarian dream, this mythological global warming thing.
Yes.
In this book, The Big Agenda, there's one chapter on the environment.
Yes.
And the subtitle is A Pretext for Government Control. Mm. And so you talk about it in this book.
It's also made for order for the left. I mean, the rocks and the trees can't speak up for themselves. So they're perfect human shields for the left.
Yeah.
And the same thing is with minorities are going to revolt. Sooner or later, they're going to say, enough is enough. You guys run these inner cities. You've destroyed generations of our children. We're not going to take it anymore. But the environment can't do that. Mm-hmm. So it's just ready-made for the left to exploit. Mm-hmm. But again, I would venture to say 80 or 90% of Americans don't think that so-called climate change, climate's always changing, is a threat or a serious one.
No. Yeah, it goes back. It's
certainly not tantamount to the threat from North Korea with their ballistic missiles and nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
We need an anti-ballistic missile system. That's what we should spend the money on.
That's right. That's excellent. Yeah.
You think about this particular book written by Saul Alinsky. You got to take a look at it because this happened under former President Barack Obama. And they thought that Hillary Clinton would be the next president, so they were going to come right in a row. This book's called Rules for Radicals. It was written by Saul Alinsky. Let's look at the back cover. The back cover is dedicated by the Chicago Sun-Times to Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. They dedicated it to them because Hillary Clinton was mentored by Saul Alinsky directly, and from a distance, so was former President Barack Obama before he was president. That's why they called him an organizer, because that's what Saul Alinsky was. And then he taught it. President Obama actually taught this before he's president. But look at the inside cover who this book's dedicated to. It says, you know, lest we forget, at least, this is the dedication page, at least over-the-shoulder acknowledgement needs to be given for this particular radical. And it goes on, he was the first radical known to man who rebelled against the establishment and did so effectively that at least he won his own kingdom, Lucifer. I mean, that's the techniques. And so in there, they had 13 rules for radicals, and you're looking at one of those rules here. Look at the rule. This is one of the rules for radicals that fits right in with global warming, the Paris Climate Accord. He says, this is what he said in his book. He says, remember, once you organize people around something as commonly agreed upon as pollution, i.e. global warming, right? Let's go back to that again. I want you to hear it. So think about global warming as the pollution. Remember, once you organize people around something as commonly agreed upon as pollution, then an organized people is on the move. Then, from there, it's a short and natural step to political pollution, to Pentagon pollution. I mean, they were organizing the world using Luciferic tactics. I mean, this was really happening. And God had mercy. I believe that's why David Horowitz is talking about it as a miracle, because God just stopped it. And listen, we did not deserve it. It's mercy. Mercy is what you get when you're not good, but somebody decides to treat you good. I mean, this is just mercy. And the fact that we're standing with Israel has a lot to do with it. And God is just good and merciful. But pulling us out of that, they were organizing this world to organize every single aspect of our life around this common thing called pollution or global warming. And they were doing it. But guess what? It has been stopped. And it could start again at a moment's notice, new leadership or whatever. But we need to use this freedom that God has given us. And thank God that we had a president that was willing to step in and say, this is not good for America. We're not going to just give $100 billion away of American taxpayer money and the control of our sovereign nation to this organization. He didn't. It stopped, and we're very grateful for that. Listen, I want to be able to pray for you right now. If you haven't yet made a decision for Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I encourage you right now. Listen, all these things going on, God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. And we share some of our testimonies at meetmyfather.org to find out how you can make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Let me pray with you. Father God, I just thank you, Father God, for our audience. I thank you, Lord God, they're viewing from all the different aspects that are out there for streaming, YouTube, broadcasting, Christian Television Network, all the different places, and listening on radio, Father God. I just pray a blessing over them right now, Father God. Encounter them where they're at, God. They may know the love that you have for them, Father. And we just pray right now over this country. We thank you for freeing us from this Paris Accord. God, and we pray for protection over our borders. We thank you that the people who mean to harm us are being removed from our country, Father God, and we pray for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel. We thank you for the compassionate Israeli Defense Force, God, and we ask you, Lord, end abortion in America, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Chris, isn't abiding, spending time with the Lord, just an awesome thing?
Oh, it definitely is. And that, you know, abiding is something that's just totally changed my life. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a point in time that I didn't even think that I could hear from God. I didn't know that I could spend time with God and hear from him. And it's just amazing. And I can't tell you how many times that through abiding that God spoke to me something that morning that I needed that day. That was something that came up that God spoke to me and to be able to encourage somebody else, or it was to help me through a particular situation that I was, you know, that God knew that I was going to run into that day.
It's like a chain link event where God gives you a rhema word for that, a living, active, breathing word that it blesses you.
Exactly.
But it blesses another person. Yes. Another person. It's living and
active. Oh, yeah. Yes. And it's just, you know, it just continues. It just keeps going and going, you know.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting.
We can do this for the rest of our lives.
Yes, the rest of our lives. And it's just, you know, to be able to commune with the creator of the universe.
Awesome.
You know, and he speaks to you, and he speaks to you clearly.
Right.
And he speaks to you the way that you hear.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we don't all hear the same way, but right. But God knows, you know, how to speak to us. And,
right.
And it's just awesome. It's just, it's powerful. You know, it's life-changing.
Yeah. When you abide with the Lord, like he talks about in John 15, you know, apart from abiding in him, we can accomplish nothing. When we do that at the beginning of our day, the day is nothing but amen instead of oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's already spoken to us about our day. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, I want that life. I want to be able to abide with God. Listen, we have a simple plan available for you right now. It's free. All you have to do is go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org and request your free plan today. Listen, you're called, and by the way, you can't do anything outside of abiding with the Lord. That's iabide.org.